Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dave McCormick, that congratulations. I mean, that was a quick turnaround, but you are now being hailed in many headlines for making this Senate race against your longtime opponent, Bob Casey, career politician. You've made this too close to call.
Well, good morning, Don. How are you? How's everything?
Doing great.
Yeah, listen, I'm excited. First of all, just a comment on President Biden's, use of the term garbage to describe half of Americans who are behind President Trump, at least half. It's not what leaders do. It's disgraceful. This is why we have the kind of polarization we have in politics today. And this is a perfect example of Bob Casey, who always keeps his head down when the bullets are flying. He should come out and say this is unacceptable and that President Biden was completely wrong. Instead, he hides, as he always does, in support of his close friend Joe Biden. So just another example of what this race is about. This race is about the status quo under Bob Casey or change. This race is represented on Bob Casey's side by a career politician, 30 years in elected office, a guy who's weak and who votes 98% of the time with a very radical liberal agenda that's, you know, have wide open borders, sanctuary cities, reckless spending, and, you know, boys competing in women's sports, versus a guy who's, you said, a seventh-generation Pennsylvanian, a political outsider, successful business guy, West Point grad, combat vet from a tour in Iraq. And I'm running because I think our country's going in the wrong direction and we need change. I don't know anybody anything other than the great people of our Commonwealth, and I think that message is resonating, and I think that's why the polls are closing, and I think it's why I have the momentum.
What do you make of all of this talk? I mean, I've got to tell you, for days now, I'm getting calls, and especially today, people are very upset across Bucks County, especially Delco and Monco as well. These are areas you know well. I know you've been going door to door and holding events, Dave, but they're saying that they were being given misinformation. The polls were supposed to be open until 5. They stood in line for many hours, then were turned away. Do all of these reports, the cumulative effect, do you worry about this?
Well, listen, I think there's appropriate outrage. People in line are encouraged not to stay in line or said that the line ends, even though it's well before 4:30. Mm-hmm. We have the reports of fraudulent ballots in Lancaster County, possibly in York. So, I think we have to be vigilant. I think what you're hearing is examples of vigilance. I think Republicans in particular are very focused on making sure this is a fair election. We have 7,000 trained observers who are going to be participating on Election Day. We have volunteers now at every polling site. We have an army of 500 lawyers that'll be deployed. I think public officials in particular are taking this very seriously. And, I think we need to be vigilant. So I think we have to be wary. I think the Democratic Party right now is frantic. I think Bob Casey is panicking because I think the race is, I think Bob Casey, listen, I think Bob Casey thinks that he's entitled to this seat. Somebody said to me the other day, so you're running for Casey's seat? And I said, no. I'm running for the people's seat. Mm-hmm. I'm running to represent the people. And it's not Bob Casey's not entitled to this seat. And I think people on the Democrat side, those who support Kamala Harris and Bob Casey, they can't understand how it's possible that anyone would vote for an alternative. And the reason the alternative is gaining momentum is because people want these problems to be solved. So that's what I think is happening.
I want to ask you about one of the big issues, and many say, obviously, the economy. It's all about the economy, inflation, how much everything costs, our energy costs. But one of the big issues that's across the board is with regard to so many millions, at least 11 million, maybe 15 million, maybe 20 million. We don't have the exact numbers, Dave. But what we're hearing is that this is one of the biggest issues when, we go out and you're going door to door. Is that true? And what are people telling you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Pennsylvania is a border state for the following reasons. We see 4,000 fentanyl deaths last year, and the fentanyl deaths have accelerated dramatically because of the wide open border that's taken place under Senator Casey and Kamala Harris. I visited the border a couple times in the last 2 years. a lot more than Senator Casey, who I don't think's been there in a decade, where the borders are. And what you see when you go there is complete chaos. I mean, 11 million people illegally entering our country. There was a report from Department of Homeland Security, an official report. I insisted to my team they get the report because when I heard the news reports, I couldn't believe it were true. 28,000 convicted murderers and convicted rapists who were knowingly released into our country. A couple weeks ago, a young man was killed in Dormont outside of Pittsburgh when an illegal immigrant back-ended him and then ran from the scene of the crime. This is out of control. And that fentanyl in particular, I've met with fentanyl families here in Southeast, in Bucks County. I met with them in Allegheny County in my home in Pittsburgh. And you talk to these fentanyl families, Don, as a parent, it's like someone reaches down your throat and pulls out your heart. These beautiful children poisoned by fentanyl, the large majority of them didn't even know they were ingesting fentanyl because it was cut into marijuana or other forms of, you know, drugs to help them stay up and study for a test or whatever it was. This is a national crisis. Bob Casey's voted for sanctuary cities. He's voted against the wall. He's voted against funding for the Border Patrol. In the first day in the Senate, I would support designating the cartels as a terrorist organization and sending our military across the border mm-hmm. and taking out the manufacturing facilities, the fentanyl cartel facilities, the distribution network. This killed 116,000 Americans last year. You and I remember the Vietnam War. We lost 58,000 in 8 years of fighting. We had two Vietnams last year. This is a national crisis. Bob Casey's done virtually nothing to address this problem.
You did author this Fox News opinion that has just come out, just been released. Tell me, and it starts with, I'm Dave McCormick. This is why I want Pennsylvania's vote for Senate. Can you highlight some of the points that you're just trying to make your case?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, listen, I've tried to run a campaign that I look back on and be very proud of. I've tried to run a campaign of ideas. Here's the kind of leadership I'll bring. If you go to my website, DaveMcCormickPA.com, you will see, I believe, more ideas and specific policies that I'll support and lead on than any other Senate candidate in history. But I also try to be very hard-hitting about showing what a failure Bob Casey has been in representing Pennsylvania. And we need leadership. And this is an election where you're voting for change versus the status quo. And Bob Casey represents the status quo as a career politician that's been there for 18 years and just hasn't solved the problems. So I tell people on the campaign trail, if you want the status quo, you should vote for Senator Casey. Mm-hmm. I'm not your guy. But if you think America needs change, if you think Pennsylvania needs change to get these skyrocketing prices under control, to secure the border, as we just discussed, to bring law and order to our communities, to our cities, to support the men and women in law enforcement who have endorsed me, switched their endorsement from Senator Casey, to open up our natural resources and our fossil fuel industry, particularly natural gas, that's what I bring. That's the kind of leadership I'll bring. That's the kind of change agenda I'll bring. And I think that's what people want, honestly. 75% of Pennsylvanians think the country's going in the wrong direction. And that's why I think my candidacy is getting the momentum it has.
Dave McCormick continuing the conversation. He wants your vote to be Pennsylvania's next Republican senator and win this election. Dave, you're a money guy. You're a numbers expert. When you hear, and Trump was just here yesterday in our area in Delco, Drexelbrook, talking about things like eliminating different taxes and instead doing tariffs. When you look at something like that, first of all, I think we need people who understand and can wrap their brains around. I'm not a numbers person. Zioli, I'll quote him. Zioli always says, like, we're not numbers people here, right? But you are. This is your expertise, your skill set. What do you say about all these different think outside the box type of ideas to tax Americans less?
Well, I think President Trump's been very creative on this, and I agree with many of the ideas he has. The key point is the Democrats want to spend $2 trillion more money under Kamala Harris. That's her proposal. And they've already spent $5 trillion, which has driven up inflation. Inflation is the worst tax there is. It's 20% increase in prices. It's hurting working families and people on fixed income. So what the Democrats have done is spent all this money. Listen, Republicans have spent too much money, too. I'm not making it seem like this is just one party. But it's like a hockey stick under the Democrats. And that's the primary driver of inflation. What President Trump's saying is, his philosophy is we want to put more money in the pockets of individuals, and these tax cuts put $2,500 of tax breaks in the pockets of people that make $50,000 a year. And I want to make sure the tax burden on small businesses in particular is very competitive, because small businesses create 80% of the jobs in our great country. So that's the philosophy. It's let free enterprise deregulate, let free enterprise prosper, let our natural gas industry prosper. That's going to create enormous job growth for Pennsylvania. We have about 400,000 jobs in fracking or associated with fracking. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to talk about banning fracking. I want to talk about doubling, tripling, quadrupling fracking and all the associated jobs with it, because it's good for our economy, it's good for our national security, and it's good for our environment. That natural gas, that fracking revolution is the reason carbon emissions for the United States have dropped by 15% over the last decade. So I think the economic – I'll say one final point. Mm-hmm. If you're a guy that's never been in the private sector like Bob Casey, who's never had to sign the front of a paycheck, then, and you've never had to create a job, then you think the government is the answer to everything. So what he said, he mm-hmm. created the inflation with all this spending, and then he wants to blame companies for the inflation he created. And the answer, here's the killer, Don. The answer, let's have the government decide prices. Let's have Venezuelan-like price controls. It's been tried in Venezuela. It's been tried in Cuba. It was tried in the Soviet Union. It was even tried for a few months in the United States. It is disastrous for business. So we need pro-growth economic policy that creates great working jobs, and President Trump will do that, and I'll support him every step of the way.
I know you're looking forward to the big rally, Allegheny County, Nikki Haley. You'll be on the same stage together? Is that right?
Yes, Nikki's going to be campaigning with me today. And listen, I think I've had great fortune in really uniting our Republican Party in Pennsylvania. And I need to build a coalition. And President Trump has been incredibly supportive. I've done probably half a dozen, maybe close to 10 rallies with him. He's been a great supporter. That's part of the reason I've had the momentum I have. But I also need to be able to appeal to independents and conservative Democrats and Republicans that may be on the fence. And so I've been really fortunate. I've had, I don't know, half a dozen governors, probably a number of senators, a number of Ben Shapiro was with me yesterday in Pittsburgh. A number of Clay Travis is with me this weekend at the Penn State football game. I've had incredible support because people, recognize that Pennsylvania is the key to America's future. The presidency will be decided here, and the majority in the Senate will be decided here. And then second, whatever our differences are among Republicans, you know, if we disagree on 20% of stuff, which is, by the way, a higher ratio than my wife, Dawn, but if we disagree on 20% and agree on 80%, that is, we are directionally in the same way. Where we disagree with 80% of the extreme liberal policies that Kamala Harris, in her own words, you don't have to take my mm-hmm. word for it. You just go listen to what she said, Don, and Bob Casey's a 100% sure vote for that liberal agenda. And so that's the kind of campaign I'm running. I'm really proud to have support from across the country and across the Republican Party. And I think it's making a difference.
Is that your closing argument? I mean, as you talk about unifying the party, bringing people together, and what would you say? I mean, if somebody's listening, because I seem to attract, you know, all different sides, because I always say this is a conversation. I'm not going to yell or shout. I want to be kind and have a conversation about policy. So what do you say, Dave McCormick, to that undecided or independent voter, or maybe somebody who's a Democrat who feels like their party left them?
Yeah, well, listen, first, I think this, as I said before, this is about leadership, about strength, about common sense policies. It's about change. And Senator Casey's has his shot, and he hasn't made a difference. He doesn't have a record to run on. He hasn't brought about change. So it's change versus the status quo. So vote for me if you want change. But listen, I'm not a career politician. I'm a business guy. I'm a veteran. My entire life has been about leading and solving problems. And so I want to solve problems. I want to solve the problems of inflation and crime in our cities and our suburbs, and how to have a great energy economy, but also a clean environment, how to close this border. I mean, we're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. I'm married to an immigrant. My wife was born in Egypt and came to America legally at the age of 5. So I want to solve problems first and foremost. And if I'm honored enough to be selected as the senator from Pennsylvania, I'm going to represent every single voter on day one. I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, but I'm running to represent everybody. Republicans, Democrats, independents, I take that responsibility so seriously. It goes back to duty, honor, country, West Point, what I learned there. In the 82nd Airborne Division, as a 22-year-old platoon leader, I had a kid from rural Alabama. I had an African-American from Newark. I had a platoon sergeant from Puerto Rico who was 35 and seemed 80 at the time because I was only 22. And all we talked about, we didn't talk about race or religion or political affiliation. We talked about how to take care of one another and how to support our great country and defend America. And that's why I'm running, and that's why I'd be honored to have the vote of every single person, not by party, but anybody who wants change and leadership.
Well, Dave McCormick, thank you for being gracious with your time. I hope you have a blast. Penn State v. Ohio State. Do you have a score for me? I don't know.
Listen, I'm pretty optimistic about Penn State, but yeah. This is the game you want to be at.
Yes.
It's the whiteout. It's going to be awesome, and a great way to go down the final stretch here.
Amen.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.